welcome to True Crime Girl Time. I'm Ansley.
And I'm Brittany.
And you're listening to episode 9.
Today is it 9?
It's 9 already.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
One away from 10. I about said 2. My math skills, again, not that great. We are actually recording this remotely. We are in 2 different locations, and it has taken us about 2 hours to figure out how to do this.
Yeah, it's been exhausting. And so if the audio sounds a little different, it's because we have this. I don't even know how we have this set up right now. Oh, excuse me.
It's just happening.
Yeah, we're just doing it because this is the only way that we could record an episode for you guys and have it release on Monday like we usually do.
We're just super busy this weekend, and we just have a lot of stuff going on. I don't think I've been this busy in a long time.
Guys, so, the Game of Thrones premiere is this weekend. That is, like, that's why this weekend is so crazy.
I have a wedding. We had the Braves game last night.
Yeah, we did.
Thursday I had a concert that I went to, so it's just been really, really crazy. To put into terms, both of us are an hour away from each other, so it's really difficult to, like, schedule everything around that. So we're just trying something new today.
Hopefully we won't have to do much more often, because we did buy those mics like we told you guys about. And
yes,
like, obviously we bought those so we can have the best audio and, like, we can record together and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is only for emergency situations like this where we cannot, there's, like, no way that we could be together. Like,
yeah.
This will probably come in handy, like, if we're on vacation or, like, we just can't do it.
Exactly.
Or have something going on that day. So this episode is a little bit different than our normal episodes. Our normal episodes are 2 stories, and today I'm going to give you some listener stories, which is very interesting. And then we're going to do a Q&A that we put out on our Instagram and Facebook about questions that you guys wanted to know about us, wanted to know about podcasting, and any other things that just you guys wanted to know. I almost fell on my chair. Oops. I didn't realize this thing leaned back so much. What was I going to say? But I have one story from a Walton County jailer, which is really cool. And she sent us in about, like, 7 different stories, and this one kind of stuck out to me. So I have 2 stories that I just want to tell you guys about. The first one is about this guy. She calls him Mobley. I guess they call them by their last names instead of their first names.
Mobley?
Mobley? It's M-O-B-L-E-Y, Mobley. Mobley? Mobley.
I think it might be Mobley.
Tomato, tomato. I don't know. Don't know. So he was actually in jail for murder and cruelty to children in the second degree, and there was 2 charges for that. She said that she didn't witness it, but she was around. Okay? Get my flow? Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, she said, grab your tissues. So,
no, I don't wanna.
You have to. So she said this took place in March 2018 in Social Circle. And he and his wife were in a domestic dispute. And the wife actually shot him in the shin. She said the kids, who at the time were 7 and 9, heard him saying, I'm going to get my gun and effing kill you. So sure enough, he did. And he ran out to the house with a gun and left the kids there. The 9-year-old called 911 and dispatch came. And the 7, like, she said the dispatch could hear the 7-year-old saying, wake up, mom.
Aww.
So freaking sad. When the deputies arrived, the kids were covered in blood because they were trying to perform CPR on their mom. There was a 2-day countywide search as far as Morgan County because nobody knew where he would go. He was found in the backyard of someone's house in Monroe, and once someone recognized him, since he was all over the news and Facebook, he took the gun and shot himself. But she said that shotguns backfire like an MF. I'm not going to say the word. So he put the barrel under his chin and pulled the trigger, and he didn't die because the backfire caused it to blow out his teeth.
Oh my god!
Exit out of his nose. And then in parentheses, she put pictures of his mugshot will be sent to you if you want to see.
No, I don't want to see.
So she said that he was in Grady for weeks and that the county's taxes were raised so that they could house him in the jail so he could have proper care without paying deputies overtime to watch him all day, every day. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So he was on 24/7 watch. She said, duh. 15 to 30 minute checks. Weeks after being in the jail, he started to talk more. She said that his favorite food was Hawaiian pizza. Which we all know, people who eat pineapple on pizza is a psychopath.
They're the worst.
I love pineapples on my pizza.
No. Nope, can't do it.
No. He was sentenced to life with no parole, 30 years, and he would have been released when he was almost 70. And he didn't take the plea. He said that he would rather get the death penalty than not have a chance for parole. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like he would rather just be killed than sit there and wait to see if he'll ever be released. Yeah.
He had his trial and he was sentenced to life plus 30, no parole and no contact with his kids whatsoever. I guess
what
he's
year
still
was
on parole.
That?
2018.
I don't know how we didn't hear about that story. I feel like we would have heard about it, but also, so that means that, well, I guess depending on how long they were living in social circle. So that's near where Casey went to college, his first year of college, like his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how many years they had been living there before all this like happened.
He might have known them or something, or like maybe
no,
know where it was.
We would have just been in the same area as that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, from where I'm at right now, which is Covington, which is where my boyfriend lives, but social circle isn't that far from here either.
Yeah. So that, I mean, Conyers, Covington, that's where Casey went to school, but the field that he played at, because Casey played baseball in college, the field that they played at was in social circle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So spent a little bit of time there, but yeah, I was just wondering because I was wondering if maybe those people were there, like at the same time that we were there.
That's crazy. So yep. It's crazy what goes on around you, and you like sometimes you know about, sometimes the media doesn't get a hold of it, so you don't know about it. You know what I
mean?
I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know how the media did not get a hold of this. I feel like
maybe it did. We just forgot about it because I feel like I would have heard about this.
Yeah, but I mean. Yeah, I feel like I would have remembered hearing about this.
So this one is from Stephanie, and I'm pretty sure you know who she is.
Yeah, I went to high school with Stephanie.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So this is her story. She said, hey guys, here's a short version of my good story to tell. I worked at a car dealership. Someone purchased 2008 Porsche with all fake documents, license, social, address, name, place of work, phone number. But we didn't know it at the time. Every document we asked from him, he was able to provide it, including bills, bank statements, etc. I filed a police report and they couldn't help because of having all the incorrect and fraudulent information. So I spent 13 hours searching for the guy, found him on Google Images, and demanded the car be brought back.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
He brought the car back just as the sun was rising, so it blinded the cameras. Then he hacked our cameras and was trying to tamper with them. He was so smart. I ended up finding out he was actually on a work release program through Clayton County Transitional Center and was getting out in a week on good behavior. He bought the car during those work hours. I called the Transitional Center and the woman transferred me to the sergeant. The sergeant asked me to fax all the information up there, but I was afraid that he could have somehow hacked into that too. So I drove up to Clayton County Transitional Center at 11 o'clock at night with all of the documents. I spread everything out that I had compiled by just using Google alone and laid it flat on the conference table. All these documents took up the entire table.
Oh my gosh.
The sergeant could not believe his eyes. He had been committing these sort of crimes since 1993. Instead of being let out on good behavior, he was transferred to Phillips State Prison in Buford with a higher security to finish out his current sentence before facing the charges of the new crimes he had committed with the car. She said that he's still in prison today.
Wow. How
crazy.
So, that story is a little frustrating because, so when I was in college, I studied criminal justice. And of course, like the work release and transitional centers are something that we studied. And when they're done in the right way, like when people who are not terrible, I mean, I know it's people like being released from wherever they are, but when it works the right way, it's actually a really good program because it's taking people who have been locked up, haven't had a job, and it slowly enters them back into the workforce and the community. And when it's really great when it works the right way. And so this guy doing this really sucks. Like it.
Yeah. I like
it even less.
Yeah. It puts a bad face to all that. I mean, it's really neat how they're transitioning them from being like in prison or whatever to like having a normal life. Right.
So it really is a really great program because rather than these people coming out of prison and whatnot and thinking they need to commit more crimes because they can't get jobs because of their record and all this stuff. So when they can't get jobs, they feel like they need to commit more crimes. When they are on like work release and stuff like that and have jobs and are making money, they don't feel like they need to commit crimes because they have jobs, they have money. And I mean, I'm not saying it's 100% success rate, obviously. This guy is a perfect example of how it's not. But when it works, it's a good thing. So.
Yeah, totally.
So that guy sucks.
That guy does suck. That really sucks. So that's like crazy. Like, can you imagine finding out that guy had all that information that he had just provided you with those fake?
I wonder how long it took him to fake all those things. And I mean, he must have been skilled because I don't feel like I could Photoshop some stuff and take it to a dealership down the road and get a freaking 2008 Porsche.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't know, maybe I'm not skilled enough, but I'm just thinking he must have had like, I don't know, really, really good at forging stuff. So
he had some practice with that stuff.
I guess
okay. So. So should we move on to our questions?
Yeah. Let's do questions.
Okay. So one listener asked us, what is your favorite/least favorite thing about podcasting?
It kind of feels like podcasting kind of feels like a venting session. Like it's like an hour long venting session where I'm talking about something that I'm like really interested in, or like sometimes like I can get off topic. I mean, I guess that's the beauty of like having your own podcast is you can talk about whatever you want. Plus, like I love to talk. I talk so much.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
So like I love talking and I love telling stories and I love answering questions. So I think that's my favorite thing. What was the other half of that question? Least favorite?
Yeah. So what is your favorite/least favorite thing about podcasting?
Okay. My least favorite thing is, well, I feel like I have a couple. So like one of my least favorite things,
telling me that there's more least favorite things than favorite things about podcasting?
Well, no. So
I was about to say, Brittany.
So one of them is more about the industry rather than podcasting in general, but I'll get to that. So, podcasting is a lot of work. It's super time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that's really hard, I feel like if I weren't in law school where I was going to school every single day, and when I come home, I study until I go to sleep. Like that's pretty much my schedule. And so once we started the podcast, I all of a sudden had to start fitting in time to not only record, but like do the research for the stories and like take the time to find a good story, because we really pride ourselves on telling stories that people usually haven't heard. So, and to do that, we have to dig pretty deep to find those stories rather than just go on Murderpedia and click on, you know, Charles Manson's picture. Like,
yeah, everybody's heard of Charles Manson.
Yeah, I was gonna say like that would be really easy, but we don't do that. But anyway, so it's really time consuming, but it's still enjoyable, even though it is time consuming, but it is a lot of hard work. And even though, I don't know, I feel like sometimes it can seem like it's easy to do a podcast, but it's really not. It's, like I said, I really can't say it enough. It's a lot of hard work. Like, Ansley and I are always pretty much like, talking back and forth, and like pretty much all throughout the day, every day of the week, we are like going back and forth about business stuff. Like, I'll get a text message from her like when I'm in class, and we'll be like talking about merch, and I'll be like, I can't respond until after class. But still, it's like I'm trying to do law school and we're trying to do the podcast, and it can be a little stressful trying to do both at the same time. So I think that would be like my least favorite thing about podcasting, is just that it's so time consuming. It's hard to have other responsibilities at the same time as a podcast. My other thing that is unrelated to our podcast is just, it's like a general thing about podcasting that I've noticed, and it really irks me to my core. I've just noticed this. So I know that we have told listeners that we were like charting in the top 100, which is really great. It was because we have super awesome listeners who, like leave us reviews and ratings and, you know, good ones, not bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you leave bad ones, but it's fine. Anyway,
constructive criticism is what we like. Not being rude.
We appreciate constructive criticism, not insults. And if you want to constructively criticize us, you can certainly send us a message rather than post it on Apple Podcasts. Anyway, I feel like it's really difficult to get your podcast out there when you did not already have some sort of notoriety. Because I noticed this even in the podcasts I listened to, the hosts were previously comedians or still are comedians, or they had a job in TV before, you know, coming and doing the podcast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they were already kind of like in the entertainment space and already had like a decent following. So those are the people that are trending on Apple Podcasts. And I'm not saying they're not trending because they don't have good podcasts. They do have good podcasts. But I think it's that they're able to get more of a following because they had a little bit of a following before they even started the podcast. And then it just grew because the podcast was a good podcast. Mm-hmm. But and definitely, I think, because Ansley and I, we talked for a while about we wanted to be on the what is it, Ansley, on Apple Podcasts? It was like the new or something.
No, it's new and noteworthy.
That new and noteworthy. We were like, oh my gosh, it would be so awesome to be on that. And I would go and look at the kinds of podcasts that were on there, and it's people who have podcasts who are like already famous, like the Ron Burgundy podcast. Yeah. Well, that's Will Ferrell's podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's kind of like, yeah, it's really easy for them to be new and noteworthy. So I think that's just like a thing about podcasting in general that I don't love, is that I feel like it's a lot easier for people who, I guess, already had some kind of following or a career in entertainment to be like more successful in mm-hmm. podcasting.
Yeah.
So that's and just the thing in general.
Another thing to follow up back on that you were talking about, we're starting like from nothing. We have from no the bottom. We have no background in podcasting. We have no background in comedy, anything. We just decided to do this one day, and the next Friday we were like, okay, you ready to record? Like, let's do it.
Yeah, it was so, like on a Monday I guess it was technically like that weekend we were talking about doing it, and then that Monday we were like, okay, are we really doing this? And we were like, yeah. And then we had an episode recorded on that Friday.
I mean, it was a little bit insane.
It was very like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I think it was, I don't know, we have that passion to do it. So I think it was a good idea to do it. And we're already almost on episode 10. So I'm really proud of us. I feel like we've come, you know, we've organically like made this happen. And we have, you know, listeners that listen every week. And we have good reviews. Other than two. And I feel like the way that we did it organically is like, I'm really proud of us for doing it this way. Like, we've really come this far for just doing it by ourselves and also having a full-time job with me and like you go to law school. Like, that's a lot of responsibility. And we have like taking care of ourselves and we have animals and significant others and families. Like,
yep,
it's hard. And so I think that the position that we're in is a good position. Like, we're going to PodX, like we get to do a meetup at PodX, and that's, I feel like we're in a really good spot.
Yeah, I agree. I just, that's just something that I noticed with the podcasting industry in general.
Mm-hmm.
Was so, just that common theme.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So my favorite thing about podcasting is the people that we've met. Like, we've met people from, well, we haven't met them, but we've engaged with people from Australia and like the UK and stuff like that. Like, and
yeah,
people that I never would have thought that I would have been friends with or even like
connected with at like any point. Yeah.
And the fact that like we're over here and I'm from like a small town in Georgia, which is like, I mean, it's a tiny little town in Georgia, and I moved to Atlanta, and like, it's just, I never would have thought that I would be connected to these people. And especially in this way of like having the same passion of like being interested in true crime and talking about true crime. And I don't know, it's just like that really good feeling of like just making friends.
Yeah.
Like, just by something in common. I don't know.
It's like, I mean, it's like instant friends because you already have an interest in the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So I think that's my favorite thing. And my least favorite thing about podcasting, I mean, like you, I could probably go on for a little bit, but
yeah, I know, I kind of ranted. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I mean, there's some downfalls. It's not easy. It's not just like, oh, you record and then you publish it. Like, there's hours and hours of recording. There's hours and hours of editing. There's hours and hours of like thinking about what your story is going to be and making sure that it's on point for everybody to listen to. And it's like worth listening to.
Yeah.
You know, I had somebody ask me yesterday what I did in my free time. And literally I looked at them and I was like, you know, I have this job, which is a full-time job. And also I like, I'm a co-host of a podcast. And he was like, how much, like, that shouldn't take up a lot of time. And I was like,
oh my gosh,
oh, my whole entire Sunday is recording and then editing and then going to bed. Like, that's it. Sundays are very full for me. And,
yeah,
you know, writing your stories are, those days are really full too. So it's a lot of work. And, you know, I, before we started this podcast, I actually reached out to an attorney in Atlanta that was associated with a major podcast. And I asked him, I was like, how, like, I would love to get into podcasting, but I don't know what I would do. And he messaged me back and was like, hey, it's a lot of work. Like, it's really, really tough. And it doesn't just happen overnight. So I don't think I took that to heart. I think I just thought that he was being dramatic, but he was right. So
he was right, but we technically did make a podcast overnight. So
over a week, which is insane.
Yeah.
So I think that's enough of that one, of that question. So let's go on to the next question. So the next question is, how do you juggle having a full-time job in school while podcasting? I think we kind of hit on that one a little bit. We can talk about it briefly. It's really hard.
I was about to say, do you want me to just keep going first, like, and the answers, or do you want to go back and forth? What you want to do?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do.
I'll just keep going first so we don't talk over each other. The recording this is hard because I can't see her when she's about to talk, so I don't, like, interrupt her, and vice versa. So we're having to really coordinate when
we speak
today.
I think we're doing a good job.
Thank you. I hope we are doing a good job.
I hope you can't hear me moving around.
You can probably hear me moving around. I think I don't know. You can probably hear tons of things. Apologies in advance. It is what it is at this point. In short, how I juggle having a podcast and law school, I think, just to put it in one word, would be poorly. It's like since we just started the podcast in February, like mid-February around my birthday, I feel like I haven't really gotten down pat exactly how to, like, exactly how much time to devote to podcasting in a week, exactly how much time to devote to law school in a week. And some weeks, like, one suffers because of the other. And it sucks because law school really has to be, like, the priority for me right now because it's a lot of money. A lot of stuff is at stake. My future is one of the things at stake. So it's really hard. But I think that I do to help me kind of juggle is not even really helping me with, like, the whole scheduling aspect of it and juggling in that way. It's more like I always make sure that I, like, make time for, like, my self-care so that at least if I do feel like I'm drowning from podcasting and law school in the same week, it's not as bad because I at least got in my time to work out or do yoga or, like, just sit and do nothing and watch, like, America's Got Talent with my husband because that's our thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's how I juggle it. And I know that's juggling kind of more mentally than actually juggling, because the actual juggle of the things are not quite where I want them to be yet. So that's all I got.
I think it takes getting used to, so.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I talked about this question in the last question, so I don't think I'm going to go into that any further. It's hard. It sucks. But it's fun. And there's a lot of, like, I don't think I've gotten used to it yet. You have to, like, I'm not very good at time management, and I need to be.
Same, yeah.
I'm working on it, so that's one of the things that we'll have to figure as we go along. So the next question from one of our listeners is, how did we meet?
We actually got question like 10 times. So really we had a lot more questions than you're going to hear, because like 10 of them were, how did you meet? But, I mean, you can tell them, because only one of us can answer those questions. So you can tell.
Okay. I'll answer it. So actually, my friend Lydia put me in a group that was like, I think it was like new females to Atlanta or something. I don't know.
I remember it. It was called Atlanta Girl Gang.
Atlanta Girl Gang. Well, there you go. I think I was only in it for like one day. But anyway, so I remember following a bunch of people on Instagram that were in that group because they would all like drop their Instagram name.
Yep.
It's probably just a way to get followers. But anyways, so I know I followed you on there and then you followed me back, and we were actually a part of, well, you pointed out that I like this other podcast that was like in my bio or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I like freaked out.
Yeah. So we like messaged each other back and forth through there a bunch. And like, I remember you commenting on like one of my pictures or something, or sending me a message about one of my pictures. Something about the caption on Instagram. I don't know. But then like, then I commented on one of your pictures and I was like, oh my God, I have the same shirt. And so we just kind of went back and forth, and I don't know. It was another like organic thing that just kind of happened. So ultimately we met through that group. And
yeah, one day I posted in there and was like, does anyone want to start a podcast?
But I never saw that. I just saw it on your Instagram story. And yeah, I was like, I want to start one.
Yeah, no, I was kind of posting it everywhere because I was like, I have to find a co-host because there's no way I'm going to sit here and talk into a mic by myself about true crime. So definitely going to have to find a co-host.
Yeah, definitely. And that kind of touches on the next question, is how did you guys decide to start doing a podcast? Which we just answered was it just kind of came up.
Yeah, I basically like put feelers out and then we just did it.
Yeah. So another question is, why did we decide to choose true crime for our podcast?
Well, we kind of just answered that too. It was like literally from the first time that I, like when I followed her on Instagram, I knew from the podcast that she had mentioned in her bio that she liked true crime. And so we basically like immediately were like, we both like true crime. So like, that's the thing we're going to talk about. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
I love true crime. I think it's all I think about. Not really, but most of the time.
I think about it a lot.
Okay, so the next question is true crime.
Oh. Do I have any? I don't know.
Same.
I feel like I used to have, like, other hobbies and interests before. I mean, it's kind of hard because when you say true crime, I automatically am like, podcast, because that's what we have. So it's like, now podcasting is kind of my interest.
Hobby, yeah.
But that's not apart from true crime because we have a true crime podcast. But before we started doing this, when I actually had like a little bit of extra time, I was doing some photography, mm-hmm. which I liked the photography, but I was doing specifically like wedding photography. And I quickly learned that on a wedding day, you see the absolute worst in people.
Oh, yes.
People turn into monsters. But so I enjoyed photography itself. I didn't so much enjoy the industry and some of the people that I had to deal with in photography. But now I guess I don't really have any other interests because podcasting and law school take up so much of my time. My interest is when I have like an hour to sit on the couch and like watch TV.
Yeah. So it's funny because I don't think Brittany and I realized how much we had in common until we started doing this podcast, but
yeah.
I actually, I went to like 2 semesters in college. College really wasn't my thing. And after I got out of college, I moved back home from Anderson, South Carolina. And I actually started doing an internship with a newborn photographer. And so then I did that. And then I moved on to wedding photography and I started working for someone in my hometown, and then she referred me to someone in Atlanta. So I still do like assistant wedding photography. And that was one of the things that we had in common that we both enjoyed. So that's one of my interests is photography. And I'm with Brittany. It's a lot of work. And there's a lot of people who are just like, I mean, it's like, there's a lot of stress on that day.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's one of my interest. And also, I really like to read, but that has to do with true crime too. So I don't know.
If you like to read, you should go to law school.
Yeah, I like. Well, that's all I like we to do. Read. Like, I like to read about like true crime, so like true crime novels or whatever stuff like that.
Right.
I like to sew, which is like really different because not a lot of people know how to sew now, but so I'll do that sometimes. But other than podcasting, it's kind of, like you said, it's kind of hard to have any other interest than this.
Yeah, for sure.
Or true crime. So, the next question is, what are some of our favorite podcasts?
Okay. I'll give you my like heavy rotation of podcasts, and then I have one other that I want to recommend just because I used to listen to it. I don't listen to it anymore. But I probably should. Anyway, so like my heavy rotation is mostly true crime podcasts. So My Favorite Murder is always being played. That was the podcast that Ansley and I connected on. Also, The Wedding Gift from executive husband Casey to me on our wedding day was tickets to the My Favorite Murder live show in Atlanta. So,
oh, yes.
So that was super fun. And then I love True Crime Obsessed. I think they're hilarious. I like And That's Why We Drink because it's not only true crime, but it's also paranormal. So it kind of sometimes moves away from just the true crime into, I don't know. And the stories are super interesting. And then I just started listening to Girls Gotta Eat because
that's my favorite.
Yeah, Ansley suggested that podcast and I started listening to it and I really like it. So it's now in my heavy rotation. And then I think that's it as far as the ones that I always go back and forth between. But the podcast that I want to recommend is, it's called Happier with Gretchen Rubin. Mm-hmm. And I found this podcast because I actually bought her book called The Happiness Project. Like, oh, I think my first year of college, I was like walking around the bookstore and I was like, I feel like I need to buy something. So I bought The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin because I thought that was interesting. And basically what the book is and what her podcast is all about is just how to live a happier life. And so mm-hmm. it's a bunch of like tips and tricks for that. And so in her podcast, she goes over the same things and more. And she has like guests and stuff who talk about how they try to live happier lives and stuff like that. So it's super interesting. I like it.
Oh, I need to listen to that. I need like a good like uplifting podcast. I listen to so many murder podcasts that it kind of like it wears down on you.
Yeah,
sometimes when I've listened to podcasts and I'm like, I need a solid week away from true crime.
Yeah.
So, obviously Girls Gotta Eat because I love them so much. They are like, I don't know. I love them so much. And it's such a funny podcast. Like, they really don't care
what people
think of them or what they talk about. Like, they talk from anything from, like, sexual relations, money, fitness, like, anything and everything that you could talk about. And, like, they have no filters at all.
None whatsoever.
But I love them so much. So that's one of the ones that I listen to. Like, right as there's a new episode, I'm on it. I'm like, all right, it's time for Girls Gotta Eat. I am a huge reality TV fan, and I love Vanderpump Rules. It's like my guilty pleasure. So, and I'm a huge fan of Stassi Schroeder. So I listen to her podcast, Straight Up with Stassi. I just really relate to her. So that's one of the ones that I like. And then I just finished up a podcast called Broken Hearts, which is actually in the news last week because of some breaking news that they had with that podcast and the story that they were telling. It's really good if you like true crime. It's a full, like, the whole entire season is a full story. It's not, like, broken up into different stories every episode. So it's a really good one. Another good one I listen to is Crime Junkie Podcast. A lot of you know about that one, which it just talks about.
I love that one, too.
Yeah, I love that one. So that one's one of my favorite ones. And then this is the last one I'm going to talk about because there's so many I listen to.
yeah.
There's one called Bear Brook, and it's like a full story, the whole entire podcast, and it's true crime related. But it's a really good story, and they do a really good job. It's from like New Hampshire Public Radio. They will be at Podex. I was about to say that. They'll be at Podex, and I'm really excited about seeing them. So that is my heavy rotation. Also, shout out to Stassi Schroeder because she's about to release a new book and I'm so excited. Anyways, had to give my girl a shout out. So let's go to the next question because I have talked way too much on that question. favorite books. Do you have a favorite book? Besides your law books?
That's the thing. All I've been reading, the only books I've been reading since law school started is law school books because you don't have time to
read for fun.
Yeah, like you can't read for leisure. Like that's not real in law school. So, but when I was younger, I loved books by Ellen Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote books like Crank, Glass, Burned, Perfect. She had like a whole bunch of books. And I loved those books because one, the actual words like in the book were printed like poems or like, mm-hmm. or they would be printed in almost like a picture, I guess. And I loved those books because even though I was reading them, like, I had to have been in like middle school or high school or something. She was talking about like really important things like drug abuse and stuff like that. And I just loved that among all the other like teenager books and like preteen books about like, you know, relationships and like, I don't know, crap like that. Like, just like, I don't know. I can't even think of any other books right now, but like, I know there was a, what was the book with the, it was like a group of girls and they all wore plaid or something.
Babysitter's Club?
No.
I don't know.
I can't remember what it's called. Either way, it was like a preppy.
Pretty Little Liars?
No. But like, I mean, I guess that's like a good example of one. Like, it wasn't like your typical, like, appeal to your average preteen or teenager kind of thing. It was like she was really talking about like you know, drug abuse and losing your virginity and like abuse within families and stuff like that. So I liked reading those because I was like, this is the real stuff. Like, this is not, you know, like a book about a boyfriend and girlfriend who go to high school together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So I really loved her collections, but I actually have a couple books that I guess I won't be able to read until I graduate from law school. one of those is Scrappy Little Nobody by Anna Kendrick. I started reading it, but I have not been able to finish it because I started law school. So, yeah. And then I have a couple other books that are about law school, but I don't have to read them for law school. But I just got those because I thought they'd be interesting. But what about you? Because you said you like to read.
Yeah, well, again, I don't know why, but I can't read a book unless it's about true crime. Like, I just can't. Well, I take that back because, and I'm going to butcher her last name because I never know how to say it. I read Uninvited by Lisa Tukurse. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's really good. It's about like fitting in and like being rejected and how we don't realize how much like rejection really hurts us. I don't know. It's more of a Christian book. So it's really good. And she just came out with another one called, I think it's called It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. So it's really good. It's very uplifting and you start to see like a different perspective of life in general and like how we always have this expectation for our life and how it's never going to be like we want it to be, but in a way, like it's for the best that it's that way. So other than true crime, that's one of the ones that I read. I was really big into, I think her name is Lisa Gardner. She's a novelist, but she, I mean, it was about true crime. So those were really good. And then I just got two books and I think one of them is like Life of a Coroner or something, which is so strange, but it's really good. I haven't gotten too far in it and it's already really good. And then the other one is like something about forensics and they talk about like how they use insects and stuff like that at crime scenes to determine like the time of death or maybe the manner of death. It's just whatever, but it's a really good book too. I'm kind of reading those at the same time, so it's been kind of difficult, but I like them both so much that I don't want to read one at a time.
I love that.
So I really just like true crime books. All right. You ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay. I already know your answer to this, so this isn't going to be a shock to me, but what are your favorite TV shows?
My favorite TV shows?
Yes.
So, what, Casey? Okay, sorry. Casey was talking to me.
You're fine.
He was telling me what my favorite TV show was. He said Game of Thrones, which, yes, that's one of our favorite TV shows. We also like to watch America's Got Talent, and we like to watch Shark Tank.
Oh, yes. But
some of my favorites that I watch on my own are New Girl. I really like New Girl.
Oh, I love New Girl.
I just, I just feel like it's like a fun like sitcom. I don't know. And then I really love The Good Place. I love pretty much anything with with Kristen Bell in it. I love her.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So I love that one. I don't know. I just like shows like that. I've watched so many on Netflix, though, that it would be really hard for me to go through and say, like, what my favorites are. Like, I could do a whole episode on my favorite shows on Netflix. So.
Yeah, me too. My favorite show right now, which is another Netflix production or whatever, but it's Santa Clarita Diet, which I've talked about that before. But it's
I just finished the new season.
I know. I haven't finished it yet. I'm really, really close. But it's just so funny. Like, it's one of those, like, lighthearted, but, like, super, like, funny. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
It's as lighthearted as murder can be.
It really is. Like, it just puts a spin on it. I just made my boyfriend, Will, start watching Schitt's Creek last night. So
I love that show. I love that show so much.
Me too. He liked it, so hopefully we'll continue to watch it. He's got me into these, like, nature shows, like Our Planet that just came out.
I want to watch that. Casey and I love watching stuff with animals.
Yes, we do too, and so they're so good. But I'm actually on episode 5 of Game of Thrones, and I'm trying really, really hard to watch this alone, but I get so sidetracked. It's one of those things that you have to pay attention to, like, every single detail, I feel like, to know where the story's going, because there's so much going on.
Yeah, there is a lot going on.
But I am interested in it. I'm trying. And as you know, we went to the Braves game last night, and it was Game of Thrones night. And so yes. I have a little t-shirt, and I'm like, I shouldn't even be here because I'm not as big as fans as everybody else here. But I'm
yeah,
trying.
It was pretty crazy. There was I saw a woman who was dressed up like Daenerys Targaryen, and the guy that she was with was dressed up as Jon Snow. So that was a lot for a baseball game. But
yeah,
I saw some people wearing what are they called? I don't know. Basically, it looked like they were wearing like the uniforms of like the Night's Watch, but. Yeah, because I don't know how else to call it. Like, it just looks like they were on the Night's Watch. But,
interesting.
Yeah, some people went all out. Some people just made, like, cool shirts or just wore, like, Game of Thrones shirts. Like, Casey wore a shirt that said, I drink and I know things, which is something that Tyrion says. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just wore a Brave shirt.
Same here. I thought you were going to wear a Game of Thrones shirt, though.
Well, so I don't have a Game of Thrones shirt. I have a sweatshirt that says Mother of Dragons on it. But it was way too hot to wear a sweatshirt yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
For sure.
I'll definitely be wearing it for the premiere, though.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
So, next question from our listener is, what are our favorite beauty products? Which you can probably talk more about this than I can because I don't really have a favorite.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think. I don't really have many favorites. Cause I don't usually stick to really anything. Mm-hmm. It's just like when I run out of like mascara or something, I just go and get the closest mascara to me. I'm trying to think. I like, what do I like? I'm really more into like eyeshadow palettes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I really like the Morphe or more, whatever you call it.
Yeah, it's Morphe. Mm-hmm. So I have the Jaclyn Hill Vault from Morphe, which I love because it's so many fun colors. And then I have the James Charles Morphe palette, which is super awesome. They like the pans in there are huge. And then I don't know. Most of the time I don't even wear makeup. Like during the week, I really don't wear makeup. I try to let my skin breathe because my skin is usually breaking out from the stress of law school and mm-hmm. podcasting and like just life in general. So at school, I like try to let my skin breathe. So I don't usually wear makeup to school. but like on the weekends I'll put makeup on. But I guess one other beauty product, it's not really like a, I mean, I don't know if it's really, it's not like makeup. It's, I have like this Clinique, like acne treatment stuff, which is super awesome. I actually started using it when I was studying for the LSAT because my breakouts, my stress breakouts were so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually the day before I took the LSAT. Casey was like, "You are so stressed out. You are not going to study today." He was like, "You've been preparing for this test." And like, cause it, like I was so stressed out about it, like I started getting like sick. And mm-hmm. he was like, "You are taking this whole entire day off. You are not thinking about the test." And like looking back now, it's kind of crazy that I was even so stressed out about it. But it felt really, really super important at the time. And so like he was like, "I'm taking you to the mall. We're just going to walk around the mall. We're going to shop. We're going to chill." And we, of course, were like walking through like Dillard's or something, like one of the big department store type things that are like on the end caps of malls. And I was looking at like acne treatments because my face was just in terrible shape. And so the lady there was like, "This is what you need. If it's stress breakouts, whatever, just do it." And so I pretty much swear by that stuff. It's really great. So I think mm-hmm. that's got to be like my top beauty product, that acne treatment.
Yeah, for sure. So I have, ever since I was 2 years old, I've had eczema really bad. Like I get really broken out, like underneath my eyes and underneath my lips and like in the creases of like my legs and my arms. So it's been a really, I mean, there's been times where I've had to go to like urgent care because I either use some foundation or something that I have like a severe allergic reaction to. And, I just have to be very, very careful with what I put on my face. And I think I use like that, is it called Elf or whatever?
Yeah.
It's like super
cheap.
Yeah. I just grabbed some of it one day because I ran out of foundation. And so I just grabbed some and I used it. And I'm telling you, it looked like I had been on meth for like 6 months. Like,
oh no,
my skin was like, I would put my finger on like a sore or something and my skin would just come off. Like it was awful. So the cosmetic world has been very, I don't know. I just have to be very, very careful with what I put on my face. So there's only a few things that I can use. I have to use, like, if I use any lip gloss or anything, I have to use either like a Burt's Bees or like some natural thing. I've been okay with like the NYX brand, which I've been using for a long time, but I use that pretty regularly. And that's one of probably my favorite things is like their matte lipstick or whatever, lip gloss, whatever you
call
it. So I really like that.
Lipstick.
I think you do that once every episode.
I definitely do. It's fine.
It's fine. It's all fine.
I'll do it in court when I'm an attorney too. So it's great. Yes. It'll be great.
So I don't really have like a favorite, besides that lip gloss. Other than that, our next question is about, it's not really a question. It's more of like a discussion topic. And I don't really know if you know much about it. I'm not too into detail about it. So I would probably have to read up on it before we talk about it more in depth. But the Nexium cult? Nexium? N-X-I-V-M?
Nope. No idea.
You don't know what that is?
Nope.
So there's a podcast about it. It's pronounced Nexium. And apparently there's like charges on sex trafficking and possession of child pornography in this cult. This might be good to do an actual episode on. So yeah. I don't know if I want to go too into detail about this. I just remember there was a lot of things on, when I listened to the podcast about it, there was a lot of things on like this woman going into this community where she thought that there was going to be like female figures in her life that would kind of like guide her and be her mentor. And they would like share information that really, really they would be best friends is what she thought, that like she was going into like a small group kind of thing.
Right.
And she went in one day and there was like some person there and he like would brand them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she said that she was just mortified at that. So that's what I remember about it. I'm going to have to go into some more deeper diving on that one. Maybe we'll do an episode about it.
What was the question or statement about it? They just wanted us to talk about it?
She just wanted us to talk about it, just our thoughts on it. And oh,
well, sorry. I know that's disappointing. That I mean, we don't know about it.
I know very little about it, but I do want to go into more detail about it, and maybe I should read up.
It'll be news to me.
It will be news. So the two last questions that I have, they're very basic. What is your favorite color?
See, okay, this sounds like a basic question, but my answer is not basic. So, I used to have favorite colors. So my very first favorite color was orange. Then once I got a little, I know, my parents painted my playroom orange. I mean, I was like 5.
I'm pretty sure my playroom was orange too. No joke.
Yeah, so my playroom
was
orange.
No, it was lime green with orange. And you know, gross.
I didn't even know that because, so we had like an orange room, like in the basement, because the playroom was in the basement for me and my sister. And I was like, when we finally painted it, I was like, why was this ever orange in the first place? And I had to have been like middle school when we painted it. And my parents were like, because it was your favorite color. And I was like, in what world was orange my favorite color?
Oh my gosh.
So I guess when I was younger, orange was my favorite color. And then once I got a little bit older, purple was my favorite color. And I don't really know I don't know why I chose purple. I don't know if that's because like my birthstone is amethyst and that's purple or what, but it was purple for a really long time. Then when I was in high school, my favorite color was like mint green. Because mm-hmm. that was like super trendy for a little bit. And now I don't have a favorite color because what I noticed is when you get a favorite color, all of a sudden you start receiving things that are only in that color. So when like your birthday rolls around, you're getting a mint green something, or for Valentine's Day, you're getting a mint green something, which is great because people know it's your favorite color and that's why they want to get it for you. But then once I start getting too many things in that color, I'm like, I can't look at this color anymore. And it's not my favorite color anymore. So I don't have a favorite color. So I guess this long drawn out explanation is just to say that my favorite color is any color that kind of like makes me feel calm when I'm looking at it. So, or happy when I'm looking at it or whatever. It's really like my favorite color, like in that moment, based on the reaction I get from looking at that color.
Well, that's a good answer.
I'm really difficult with colors, yo.
Well, that's okay. We'll just let you be that way. That's why you are.
Yeah, you were like, this is a simple question. I'm like, nope, I'm complicated.
It's not.
All right, okay, what's your favorite color?
I'm pretty simple in this regard. I'm going to be the Scorpio that I am and say that my favorite color is black.
Really?
Yeah, I like love the color black. Like, I
cue
love
all the people.
I love
to all the people who are like, black isn't a color.
And I'm going to be like, yes, it is. Don't fight me. I will freaking fight you over that. Black is a color. My grandma, well, Mimi told me when I lived with her, she was like, do you ever wear any other color than black? She was like,
nope.
I'm going to start getting you colors. It's such a pretty color to me. I know that's so weird, but it is.
I feel like it's a very strong color.
It is.
You know?
What is your favorite quote and why?
I guess my favorite quote is, it's actually a Bible verse. And before people like start shutting off this podcast or like roll their eyes or whatever. I'm not like a super religious person. I am a Christian though. So I'm not gonna lie about that. I am a Christian. I was raised Christian. I'm not like super duper religious, but this, and honestly, I don't even know how I stumbled upon this verse, but it kind of showed up in my life when I really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to read the full verse to you. I'm just going to read to you the part that is, not, I don't want to say like relevant, but for lack of a better word, relevant. So it's Matthew 17:20, and it's, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And so the reason I say it came, like this verse came to me when I needed it most was, it was my last semester of college. I lived with my parents throughout college to save money. So I commuted to college rather than living in an apartment. And my very last semester of college was super hard for me because my parents were selling our house. And so we were not living in it because we were showing it and stuff. And so I went to live in Alabama because we have like a lake house there that we go to in the summer. I lived there with the dogs, it was only 5 dogs at the time. We have 6 now.
Oh God, but, only 5.
Yeah. So we had, I was living there with the 5 dogs. So it was like a 2-hour drive to school and a 2-hour drive back. And I would get done late at night because I took 7 classes my last semester so I could graduate a semester early because I did not want to be in school anymore. I did not like school.
God bless it.
Yeah, so I took 21 credit hours. It was crazy. So like half of them were online, but half of them I still had to drive to school for. So I spent a lot of time like crying in the car about like how tired I was and how like my commute was just so difficult and I was just exhausted and I would have to wake up extra early and I'd get home extra late. And I was the only person staying at the lake house at that time. So it was like, I was there by myself. I didn't have anybody to hang out with once I got home. Like I just felt like I was losing it.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah. So there was a lot of time crying in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Just 'cause that's how I felt. So I don't know that like with this verse, like to me, my mountain was my last semester of college. And so hearing that and, you know, like if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say this mountain move from here to there and it will move. And I didn't necessarily take that to mean, you know, faith in God, faith in, you know, whatever. I think you can really translate this to be faith in anything. And for me, it was like faith in myself to tell my last semester of college to get the hell out of my way so I could get out of college. Like, And so, yeah, I think that's my favorite one. But I also wanted to mention another, he's actually a poet. I love pretty much everything he says. His name is John Mark Green. And he's on like Instagram and stuff, and he'll post his work on there. And I really love his stuff. So that's just another one. But I didn't have a specific one from him that I wanted to mention.
Okay, so I don't know. I don't know how to describe this one, but I just really like this one. It says, be so full that even if they take and take and take, you will still be overflowing. And I just think that's important. It doesn't have, like, who it's by, but I just think that's like really, really important that like you don't let people take and take and take from you, like where you're left with nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you're still able to be yourself and be so full of like goodness. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
So, and then there's another one that I just remember because it was actually on my mom's refrigerator and I just like remember it by heart. And it's like, if you always do what you've always done, then you'll always get what you've always gotten.
Oh,
so it's like,
I mean,
if you don't,
makes sense.
Yeah, if you like don't make a change in your life, like you're gonna get the same end result.
Yeah,
which I think, like, I don't know, I just really like that one. You have to like, you have to make a change in your life to get a change in the outcome.
Yeah, I mean, I really like that because that's kind of how I decided to go to law school. Is like I was thinking about my life and like, I was like, well, I don't love how it's going right now. And the only way to change that is to change what I'm doing. So I was like, so I'm going to have to go to law school.
Yeah.
So I just went to law school. So yeah. But
can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
This is more like, I'm going to have to edit this out. Have you been hearing my My iPad dinged this whole entire time?
No, it just started. I just heard it twice. That's the only two I've heard.
Okay. Because I didn't realize that my phone is connected to my iPad and my iPad's volume is up and I just got a notification. So I just wanted to make sure that that didn't do that the whole entire time.
No, I've only been hearing it like twice now.
Okay, perfect. All right, that's fine. Anyways. Okay. All right, so I think that is all the questions that I have for today. If you guys are listening to this episode, we want some more questions. We want to do this kind of on a regular basis. Not so much questions, but more like listener stories and your own accounts of things. So you guys are so sweet to send us like topics that you want us to cover or like murders that you want us to cover. But I think I meant more of like your own personal account of things, and you can still send us like murders that you want us to cover. But I got a lot of like Gypsy Rose.
Oh my god.
I got a lot of Ted Bundy's. I got a lot of murders from Australia, and I was like, these are great and I love them and I will probably do one or two of these, but I need like your own account of like, I know that I kind of joked around. I was like, are you a murderer? Tell us your story. And it's actually funny because a police officer messaged me that I'm friends with him. And he was like, if someone tells you that they're a murderer, will you please report this? And I was like, yes, I will report it.
Of course, but we're also going to read it on the podcast. So,
I mean, podcast first, report later. I'm just kidding.
We have priority, sir. But I'm just kidding. Actually, there's an officer in my town. And I was like, I commented on a picture of his Instagram or a picture on his Instagram. And he was like, hey, I actually listened to your podcast and it was good. And I was like, oh my God.
That's Police officers actually listen to our podcast. That's so strange.
Yeah, I was like, that's so cool. But I was like, please send me stories. And he was like, I have tons. So I was like, yes, give them to me.
If you're a police officer, firefighter, like 911 dispatcher, send us your stories. We'll make it anonymous. We don't have to tell like where it came from or who it came from. So we just like stories like that. I like real accounts of people who like have actually dealt with this stuff.
But honestly, like, I mean, you guys can send us anything. We will literally talk about anything. Like if you want, I don't know, even if you guys want like advice on something, like if you have a question about like how you want to handle something, I'm not saying we'll give you the best advice, but like I'll give you some.
I'll try.
I love giving people advice though. I mean, only when they ask for it. I don't give unsolicited advice like ever, because I feel like it's never my place unless someone specifically asks for it. But honestly, send us anything. Send us your story. Send us your questions. I mean, whatever. We'll just talk about everything.
For sure. So next week is a regular week where we're going to do our own stories. So
I am so excited for mine. Oh my gosh.
Are you really?
Yeah. So I didn't tell you this. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but so listeners, early on, I mean, we're still pretty early on in this podcast, but like even earlier on, like the second episode, Ansley was like, do you have any stories that you absolutely have to tell and I cannot tell them? And
do I know this one?
I mean, you,
is this the one that you mentioned or that I mentioned to you that I was like, what about this one?
I don't know. I don't remember which one you said. So I don't think it's the one you said, though. And honestly, I wasn't thinking about it at the time that we had that conversation, because I was like, no, I don't think so. I mean, I was like, you know, I enjoy the JonBenet Ramsey story, but I was like, I don't think that's one that I'll ever tell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the one that I was thinking.
Okay, that's the one that I thought you were thinking. No, it is not that one. It is a different one that, I don't know, I'm so interested in it, and it's just so heartbreaking, and I don't know, and it's a very well-known story, so, you know, some listeners might be annoyed. They probably already know the story, but I really like telling the story, because I feel like there's a lot to it that people don't know about, as far as, like, background information and early life and stuff like that, so I'm really excited for my story next week.
I'm excited to hear your story next week.
Yay.
So other than that, I don't think we've mentioned this recently, but I want to go ahead and mention it. If you can subscribe, rate, and review our podcast, that would be great, but only if it's nice stuff. If not, yeah, then you can just send us a message.
Yeah, we actually, I was listening to the last two episodes and I was like, we didn't even tell anybody to do anything.
Yeah, we've kind of slacked on that, but it will. So if you want to subscribe, rate, and review, that would be great.
We were in a rush last time because we had our episode. No, we had a photo shoot.
Yes,
we so did. We were rushing. We weren't thinking. But yeah, rate, review, please. It like really helps us when you do that. And it's, you know, 5 stars, not anything less. Because anything less does not help us, really. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then follow us on Instagram at True Crime Girl Time Podcast, right?
Yep. And yeah, on Twitter at
TCGT Podcast. I try to tweet a little bit, but I mean,
you're fine.
We have like, I don't even think 10 followers or something like that, but it's okay.
It's okay.
I know Twitter is not as
popular anymore.
Yeah, because I feel like our society is so visual now that like Instagram and Facebook are still better than Twitter in a lot of people's eyes. So it's okay. I mean, I'm not butthurt or anything.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay, so I just want to give a shout out real quick. Can I be sappy for just like 1 minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I just want to give a shout out to my boyfriend because he literally wrote my story for next week. He spent like 2 hours on it, and he's spent like 2 hours with us this morning trying to figure out how to get us recording today and get a podcast out for you guys on Monday. So I just want to say thank you.
It was honestly so frustrating that if I were Will, I would have just left. I would have just been like, forget it.
Yeah, he's just been really great. And he also, as we're doing this episode right now, he went and got me lunch. And he's just like one of the greatest people I know. So I'm just thankful. And I just wanted to give him a shout out.
That's sweet.
I think he would die if he knew that I was doing that.
I'm more angry that you had someone write your story for you and I had to freaking do mine myself.
Casey? I'm just kidding.
I would Casey's never. Great. I would never.
He would Casey's be like, great.
No, I don't want to do this.
But anyways, I just wanted to give him a shout out because he's been really great and he's been really supportive of our podcast. And I don't know, he just goes above and beyond for it. So I feel like he should be a part of this podcast too.
Yeah, he's been a really big help because, I mean, we didn't even know that he was so skilled with technology and stuff, but he's really been a big help with like editing and stuff like that.
Yeah, I walked in here today and I was like, oh my God, you have so much equipment that I didn't know about.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, why did I buy all the other equipment?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right, so
we just have extra now.
We do. We have all of the options. Okay, so we're going to get off of here because we've talked for way too long.
We have been talking, and it's been about ourselves.
That's okay, though. You guys need to know about us, so.
Yeah. All right, you should know who you're listening to every Monday.
All right, you guys. Well, it's been fun. We'll see you guys next week on episode 10, right?
Yeah, 10.
Episode 10. We're so excited. Okay, bye, you guys.
Bye.
Okay, I don't know how to stop this thing, so it's just going to keep on recording until I go get Will.
Oh, no.
I think... Will! I need your help! Like always!
SOS!